Bennett to start with an opening statement, and then we'll open up for questions.
I'll take questions first. Go ahead. There's not much to say. I don't usually do an opening statement, so.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Unless it's the rule here, I'll do it.
Yes, sir. No, okay. Jeff, go ahead.
Tony, was there one area in particular where you felt the game was lost today, or was it a combination?
It was probably a combination. Trying to get some stances, you look at statistically the offensive rebounds, you look at our three-point shooting, you know, them hitting the big shots, you can kind of point to a lot of things. But we got work to do, and that's the bottom line. The group that got us back, I thought they showed the effort and kind of playing the right way, moving the ball, that we've got to just have more of. And that was when I think it was Jack and Marielle, Isaiah, London and Evan. I mean, it just, you always try to find, all right, what's something that was positive in that? I thought Evan did a good job coming back, you know, and he hadn't played for a while, and I thought at least the ball moved, they scrapped and at least fought to get us to 49-49 all. But, so that was positive, but, you know, to play on the glass and just struggling, fine line. Maybe the players will believe me, and maybe when I say it, even some who don't believe me will. It is a fine line from being successful to being not successful, and the league's better. Credit to Georgia Tech. You got a better team. I know they played twice on the road and fought against Carolina and Pitt, and they're so much more balanced inside out this year, and that was an issue. Whenever we got it close, they hit a couple big shots.
Doug, go ahead.
Tony, how did you address Stevens in your pregame scouting report?
Yeah, this is, two times. Lede had a big game against us. Stevens, you look at his stat line, had 16. Knew he was a good player. I mean, know he can do stuff, try to make it hard on him. We were trapping the post sometimes. A couple times they got threes. We couldn't guard guys individually, but it was tough. I guess it was White who was getting the offensive rebounds. But, the shooter. Wait, I'm looking
Quentin
at White.
Stevens.
I'm sorry. Yes, yeah. We wanted to get – I was looking at White. Quentin Stevens. Long, tall. They started him. They inserted him in the starting lineup. And, you know, he's got such a nice stroke. And being 6'8", we tried to get to a couple of his shots. I think he hit that big three when it was tied, right? They ran a little wrap pop for him. That's big, you know, when he shoots the ball like that. We tried to get to him a couple times, got hammered in screens, and did a good job, and we were definitely aware of him, and obviously had a breakout game. So I thought White was really good, too, on the glass.
Whitey.
Hey, Tony, over here. You went with a different starting lineup today for the first time, I guess, in like six games. Was it something you saw matchup-wise, or was it based on anything you might not have liked against Virginia?
Yeah, I was hoping, the size we're playing against, the physicality. I was trying to go back to when I thought we played fairly rugged, tough basketball this year, and it was when we were in Charleston. You know, we started Jack and Anthony, I think, and I kind of paired those bigs together. You know, I don't know if rim protector is the right word, but you saw Jack did some good things with his size. You know, you want Mike, those guys, sometimes individually. I thought we're a little small sometimes when it's Isaiah and Anthony only, and so I thought, let's get some size. And then, quite honestly, they surprised us with Steven starting, but we wanted the length. I said, if Evan's going to play, that's a good matchup, but we went with Marielle for some aggressiveness and some, you know, trying to get to shots, and he got nicked on a couple screens early, and that kid rose up, and boom, got his confidence.
Doug.
Where's your team's confidence right now?
I don't know. It's reality. We're in for a fight. We got to improve. You got a heck of a ball club coming into our place in Miami. We just got to find a higher level of quality from start to finish. And, you know, you're in for a fight. These guys have won so many games. And it doesn't always just happen. You got to battle for everything, and you can't ever get tired of doing the little things that have gotten you to win. Those are hard things to do every time, the discipline that's required. And we're a different team. We're still trying to find ourselves, as you can see with me rotating around different guys at different times.
Whitey.
Their performance on the offensive glass like really helped them build the lead.
Absolutely.
Was that something you kind of – you know, obviously, towards the end of the game, it looked like they weren't getting to the glass, and that's when you were able to get back in.
Yeah, we were trying to limit them to start the second half. That guy had three of the first four, or four of the first six possessions. That's what I was referring to when White did that, and that was frustrating because we thought we even choked the post so there wouldn't be – we didn't trap it on that time so we could have our rebounding responsibilities. And he just got on the glass. I mean, you got responsibilities to get people off and fight, and that it's. We had a couple good stands defensively, believe it or not. In that, you know, we're not playing great defensively, but we did, and those are killers when you take them to the end of the shot clock, and then all of a sudden they're offensive rebound, running offense again, or laying it back in, and that happened too much. That was good, and we got back into it because it was one and done.
Any other questions for Coach Bennett? All right, thanks, Tony.
Yep.